congratulations, first of all, on getting selected into the Tasmanian second 11. It was your first time at senior level. You have played for the state before on numerous occasions from under 16s through to under 19s. But what was your first experience like in senior company?
Obviously, I was a bit nervous to start off with, but that's probably expected. But throughout the week, I got used to being around sort of the big plays down Hobart, and just got used to the environment, really.
You're an all-rounder, and you got a wicket and a few runs, so I guess you'd be reasonably happy with how you went.
First innings, I bowled OK, I thought. Obviously, coming in at the end, the batter's trying to hit some runs, so sort of my job to sort of hit them for three runs and over. With the bat, I was sort of out there to score some quick runs, which I did. Not for much time, but I scored a few runs.
So what's your preference, or are you just an all-rounder these days?
Oh, I'd like to, myself as an all-rounder, but if I had to choose, I'd probably choose bowling if I had to choose one.
So, Sam, you're playing with the Greater Northern Raiders, of course, which gave a great opportunity for players from the northwest and the north of the state to be exposed at Premier League level. How good's the last couple of seasons of that been for you?
I've played my second full year playing the Greater Northern Raiders in the Premier League. I sort of felt last year I just getting into my work, just new club, sort of different fields. But I believe this year I've sunk my spot into the team. I don't feel nervous going out playing now. I just sort of feel, we're in a team environment. So we train once a week in Launceston. So I make the trek up to Launceston every Wednesday to train at UTAS. And I've trained for my club every Tuesday and Thursday as well.
If the Greater Northern Raiders weren't here, you would have had to have gone down to Hobart to get that sort of exposure. Is it something you would have been prepared to do if you had to?
Yes, I think the Greater Northern Raiders program, probably in the fourth year, which was, 15 when it just started coming up, so it's sort of come up at the exact time, I reckon. Obviously, there was that feeling of moving down to Hobart in a few years to come, obviously, play Premier League, but since Brad Norton's come along, it's been a lot easier.
What was the feedback from with your coaches after that first game in the second 11 against Victoria?
So I sort of talked to my coach, mostly every night, Tim Coyle. He sort of said, just be yourself, really. No point going out there expecting a lot. So I just went out there with confidence and I just did what I did, really.
And how do they think you went? I mean, you were fairly happy with how you performed personally. Were they sort of offering more advice, or were they saying, no, that's fine, just keep doing what you're doing?
Oh, I just keep doing what you're doing, really. I didn't really care if I batted or didn't bowl or bat. I was just happy to be there, really. If I fielded for 200 overs, I was happy to field for 200 overs.
Okay, now you've managed to sneak a few games in for Devonport during the year when the Great Northern Raiders have had the bye. How good is it to come back to your home club and do that?
So starting the season off, I don't know if everyone remembers, it was pretty wet during October and that. So I actually played the first few rounds in Devonport, which is actually pretty nice. Had a pre-season there, so it was actually good. Sort of throughout the year, I didn't really get the opportunity as I was mostly down Hobart playing for the Raiders, but I did manage to sneak in the last round with Devonport, which was a good way to end the season, I think.
Yeah, and unfortunately you didn't get into the grand final. Who's your tip this weekend between Ulverston and Burnie?
Hopefully draw, but I don't see that likely happening. I'm going to go Ulverston, I reckon.
Okay, we'll see what happens there. Anyway, Sam, congratulations once again on getting into the Tasmanian second 11 to play the Victorian second 11. I mean, you should be pretty proud of that, but I guess it's not the ultimate aim for you. I guess the ultimate aim is to get into the first 11 and be part of the Tasmanian Tigers.
That is the main goal, yeah, next season. All seasons to come,
Yeah, well, good luck with it, Sam, and thanks for your time this morning.
All right, thank you.